Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kiddushin Daf Dalet Kiddushin 4. In today's Daf Yomi, Gemara is discussing the idea that if there is a person, a woman, who is married to a Yisrael, and she herself was the daughter of a Kohen, that we say under those circumstances, that if the marriage terminates with the Yisrael, and she goes back to her father's home, she's allowed to eat from the Truma as long as she doesn't have any children from the Yisrael. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? Because it says in the Braisa of Zera Ein La, if she has no offspring. Ainli Ella Zara, Zera Zara Minayin. I only know if she has no offspring, she can go back to her father's home and eat from the sacred Truma food reserved for a Kohen. But what if she has grandchildren? Says the Gemara, Zera Ein La Ayin La, meaning to say, look at the letter, the word Ein, where there's the letter Yud there. And that teaches us that we're supposed to darshan to include grandchildren. The Gemara says, but we need that word zera. We need the word ain to teach us that zera posel, that even if she has a disqualified child, for example, a mamzer, that also disqualifies her from eating the truma, from going back to her father's home. So the Gemara says, zera zera lo itzrichra. We don't need a verse to tell us about grandchildren. Why? Because the b'nei bonim harei hin kabanim, because grandchildren are like children. And there in this legalistic comment, the Talmud tells us a very beautiful idea that grandchildren have the status as children with respect to a woman not being able to go back to her father's home and eat the truma, but also the deeper idea that in many ways the grandchildren are like children on a spiritual level.